Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the new Thriving Muslima series brought to you by Ikna Sisters that brings you bite-sized reminders and reflections. I'm Rukhma, hailing from the city that never sleeps. In today's episode, we'll discuss the top three struggles Muslim youth face. We'll discuss the ins and outs and offer listeners simple steps to not just survive, but thrive. Be sure to listen all the way through the details. Oftentimes, we hear the youth share sentiments like, "My parents don't understand me," or "I've always been told I can't do this, I can't do that." And then on the flip side, we hear parents share sentiments like, "My children don't listen to me," or "I only tell my kids what to do and what not to do for their benefit." As we recall our own lived experiences, we see that there is right and wrong on both sides. What we see unraveling is the number one struggle Muslim youth and parents face, which is the lack of effective communication between both parents and children. Though this may seem daunting and how to go about, the solution is quite easy. Simply start with having open lines of communication. When parents open their doors of communication, they'll notice that their children will also peep through those same doors. As we open doors, we should also open hearts, as this would help with building stronger relationships. While we work on nurturing this relationship, let's not forget that as youth, we have some work to do too. The pandemic that has been plaguing the young and even younger is the second struggle that I'd like to highlight, which is being unproductive. We're too comfortable with just barely living and keeping ourselves entertained. Whether it be spending hours scrolling on Insta or watching funny memes, guilty as charged. However, the issue is not in taking a break, because we all need breathers, but how long your break goes for. We know in Islam that al-lagh is something we're warned against because it is one of the killers of times. So what can you do next time you come across a cat video? Watch it, but then stop at that. Keep yourself busy with productive habits. Go run for 20 minutes on your dusty treadmill. This one's for me. Always wanted to explore your marketing skills, so volunteer yourself to make the flyer for the next family event at your masjid. Go back to your friend's old messages from last week and give the lecture series a try. The point is to get started. We all experience decision paralysis on what to do and how to do it. So I'll make it easier for you, and from someone that suffers from the perfect moment syndrome, just do it. Keep yourselves busy with productive habits, whether it be physically, cognitively, creatively, or for the community. This is your time to invest in yourself and invest in others, and when done with the right intentions, it'll only lead to good. Now that we have a few productive habits up our sleeves, let's tackle the final struggle Muslim youth face, and that is not having the right friends. Our deen emphasizes the importance of suhbah and that we're on the deen of our brothers and sisters. The people you hang out with, both in real life and online, have an influence on you 1000%. So I notice that when I hang out around funny people, that I too start cracking jokes here and there. Now, those that know me know that I wouldn't typically be classified as the funny friend, but because of their company, something as small as that brushes on me and influences my comments and style. Now imagine if you surround yourself with those that remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just being in their company will have such a positive influence, and this is something I've experienced. I'm sure y'all are itching to ask the million-dollar question, where and how can I be your best friend? Just kidding. Parents, this is your real job, to find places where your children will be surrounded by good friends, whether that be taking them to the masjid, the youth halaqah, signing up for the all-Muslim girls summer camp. It's important that we don't just focus on classes. Rather, we engage them in activities and watch them learn from their peers. At the same time, it is important for us to continuously seek opportunities to find like-minded individuals, and a simple way to start is attending your youth halaqa, go to the next Sisters Only bowling event, and you'll find a few gems. While we're on this topic, I want to highlight that virtual company is even more important these days, so be very mindful of the people you follow, listen, and engage with online. In today's episode, we covered a whole lot, and I'd like to leave you with a profound reminder by Dr. Haifa Yunus. The best is the woman whose focus in life is not her children, is not her husband, is not her career, is not her beauty, is not her house. It's only one answer, al-wahid, the one. When Allah is our focus, everything else will fall into place. As you wrap up today's episode, remember the three simple solutions. Establish open communication, engage in productive habits, and surround yourself with good friends. Until next time, keep thriving and remember us in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.